Hi, this is a quick question for Nathaniel Flamister, Nathaniel, last name is Flamister, Flemister. Nathaniel Flamister, date of service is 10/14/2024, date of birth is 3/13/1972, date of accident 12/27/2023, and date of service is 10/14/2024. Mr. Nathaniel Flamister is a victim of an automobile accident where he is coming to be seen as a patient. He was involved in an automobile accident on 12/27/2023 where he was a pedestrian and was hit by a car that turned suddenly into the parking lot to avoid a red light. After the impact, the patient fell and lost consciousness, and he had a headache and symptom of PBI, like dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, blurred vision, loss of concentration, taste problem, smell problem, and patient underwent pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 8 and 9 with radiation to the both arms and both legs posteriorly and anteriorly, as well as pain in both the shoulders as a chief complaint. The patient was initially seen at Sinai Grace Hospital emergency room. For 12 hours he was there and no CT scan was done. However, the patient has already been in a spine surgery for lumbar and cervical both. Cervical spine surgery was done in 2017, while lumbar spine surgery was done in 2020. And currently the patient is on a conservative treatment where he is undergoing epidural injections type 1 that he did on 8/7/2024 and one set of shoulder injections. The patient has not been completely compliant. He comes hard to catch hold of, but anyway the patient is otherwise following through with the physical therapy on a regular basis. And he has done extensive physical therapy since the time of accident for more than 7-8 months. The pain level is described to be 8, with shooting pain from neck to the both arms involving all the fingers, front and back. In the front, it goes up to the elbow, but in the posterior part, it goes all the way to the fingers. Similarly, in the lower back, pain is shooting down to both legs, both all the way to the ankle and foot, posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion, while in the front, it goes all the way up to the knee. The MRIs subsequently that were done were found positive, and they describe that there is a tendinitis and interstitial tear of supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons, and there is a superior subscapularis tendinosus and anterior labral tear. The patient was recommended some injections treatment for this. And in the lumbar spine MRI, there is a pedicle screw involving L3, L4, and L5 levels. However, there is a herniated disc at L1, L2, L2, L3, and also L5, S1, along with facet hypertrophy. In the cervical spine, patient has a herniated disc at the level of C5, 6, C3, 4, and C2, 3. And also evidence of surgery at C4 and C5 level. The patient has been advised about all the treatments that are possible, all the options. Currently his pain level is 8, ADLs are affected 8, and 30-40% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADLs for system review, for additional issues, for substance abuse, and for compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 137/79, pulse 61, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 9/11/2024. Dictation number is 0923-065. Plan is to continue the patient on medications, which are as follows:
Mobic 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix is provided 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Salinol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. Elevil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorders, rest, relaxation, and pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN is provided for panic relief. Lyrica 0.5 milligram PRN, 50 milligram twice a day. Lyrica is provided for pregabalin for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is also advised about the injections to intra-articular to the right shoulder, which is more painful than the left. Left shoulder patient is able to do 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and no pain is there reported. But the right shoulder has a pain level around 8, and he can only do 90 degrees of. MRIs are correlating. The patient will be scheduled for lumbar epidural steroid injection at a later date, and today we are going to do intra-articular injection of the right shoulder and supraspinal and infraspinal tendon injection today. Thank you.